Hey guys, welcome back to 5NothingHundredNothing.com for undersized underdogs, right? A smaller guys. There's, you know what? It's funny. It's on the, you know, the logo, the tag, but, you know, being undersized could be a physical condition or it could be a mental condition, emotional, you know, you're. So when you're feeling inadequate, you know, this levels the playing field, baby. And I'm here to help you because I am Fug It, the fittest underdog guru using intelligent tactics. And today, guys, I want to talk to you about the challenge of correlation and causation. Okay. Now, it's interesting, especially in this times, right? In these times is, you know, we're not really sure of a lot of things, but there's a lot of news being reported. And until we have definitive testing, we know how things live in our body. If we become immune to something, you know what I'm talking about. And, you know, we don't know. Is there a correlation? Like, say, with a number of deaths, is there a correlation? Is there a causation? And, you know, that stuff is all, you know, being written right now. History is being written. It's being figured out. And hopefully we'll get an accurate measure of what's going on as it pertains to fitness. Okay. You can drop calories down. Have you ever done this where you do a certain workout program and assuming you kept good records, right? You know what you were eating, you know what you were, how much exercise you were getting, and then you're seeing a scale number. And it doesn't necessarily equate, right? And you're not really sure why, but then you forget, you know, when, or let's say that period passes and it showed a certain result, right? With either body weight or body composition, whatever. Time goes by and you decide to go back to that system that you did before and you were, and you're thinking that you're doing everything the same way you did it before, right? And let's assume it hasn't been like decades or anything, like your metabolic rate, age, and everything aren't factors in this, but you're pretty close to around the same stage of life as you were. And you go to do it again, and you're not getting the same results, right? And, you know, but then you forgot that you were taking a certain supplement or you were getting, you know, extra what we call NEPA or non-exercise physical activity. Like you had a dog and you used to take the dog for walks, but you didn't count that towards necessarily your exercise program. I mean, there's a lot of things that can change and, you know, that could be the causation, but it may not be as well. There might be a correlation with things. So, you know, when you're trying to figure things out, that can be a real headache producing task. Is to try to figure out, is there correlation, meaning that, you know, it was one factor that tipped the scales, so to speak, or did it outright cause something, right? Like if you're walking down the street and a car hits you, right, you can, it's very clear that that was causation. The car, the driver was either impaired, not paying attention, something, right? And correlation could be, you know, you go for a run every day. And then one day, you know, your heel starts to bother you. Well, could it be, you know, there's a correlation of, well, maybe your shoes need to be replaced. Maybe you've been doing too much running. Maybe you're dehydrated. I mean, there's so many things that there could be a correlation with that, you know, it takes time and some effort to really get into, put into perspective. So that's basically, you know, my not so well worded message today. Is looking at the challenges that are provided when you're trying to find causation and make it real black and white and simple so that we make sense of the world, which I think a lot of us do intuitively. But, you know, the more information you have, like I said to a buddy of mine the other day, is you have that circle of knowledge, which is everything inside the circle. And outside of that circle is a circle of questions. So as your knowledge expands, so do the questions. And then you start to realize the difference between causation, correlation in your field of expertise or in areas that are your hobbies or anything else that you really take a liking to and have been studied up on. So guys, that's all I got for you right now. Like, share, subscribe. Hope you're well. Take care of yourselves and each other. Take care. Bye.